Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Gra, and joining me in the studio today is Dale Maley for Fairbury History Friday. How are you today, sir?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. Well, we are moving on to authors from Fairbury, and if I'm not mistaken, you have quite a list to talk about today.
Yes, I decided to research and try to figure out everyone who has written a book from Fairbury. And I didn't think it would be that difficult, but I was really surprised. But I took all my results and made those into a book titled Fairbury Book Authors. There's copies of those available at both the Fairbury and Pontiac libraries if you're interested, or you can also get them as an ebook on Amazon. But what was surprising was there was, as far as I can tell, there's at least 37 Fairbury book authors, and they've written a total of 163 books.
Wow, that's a lot.
That was a lot more than what I anticipated. And I may have missed someone. If I missed you, please let me know. I published this on the Fairbury Facebook page and ask if I missed anybody. And as far as I can tell, I'm complete, but you never know. There could be somebody else out there. So running through those authors, the most nationally famous Fairbury person to publish a book was Francis Townsend. He published an autobiography, which includes his experiences growing up in Fairbury. Now, Townsend, if you remember, is the guy that initiated the national movement to implement state-funded old-age pensions. And his movement is credited for pushing President Roosevelt to institute the Social Security pension system that we have today. Mm-hmm. So he has an autobiography, and there's several chapters because he lived in Fairbury up till the time he was about 17 on that side. The Fairbury authors have written books which cover about all the major book genres. These include poetry, biographies, romance, religious, political, and various nonfiction topics. So the person with the most books happens to be myself.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's a great honor to have.
Yeah, I have 61 books covering financial topics and Fairbury history. Number two was a professor by the name of Lee Garber. He wrote 34 books about law and the education. I have a copy of his PhD, which was about legal system and education. And I think he took that PhD and turned it into a book. And then because state laws are a little bit different, he made different versions. So there's an Illinois version, a Missouri version.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what he ended up, though, he had there's a total of 34 of his books on that side. Now, coming in third in terms of number is Alma Lewis James. And you probably heard me mention her before. She's famous for her Fairbury history book titled Stuff Clubs and Antimacassars on that side. Judy Wells is fourth on the list with 8 math books that she wrote. She happens to be my sister-in-law, and she had to correct me that I had 7, and she found that she wrote 8. So we want to correct the record. Judy has 8 different math books. Another interesting gentleman, William Stackpole, he wrote 3 books about rivers and canals. He actually has a U.S. patent on a river dredging device. He's a really interesting character who made and lost 3 different fortunes. He actually ended up dying penniless. He didn't even have enough money to pay for gravestones for himself, his wife, and his 1 daughter. Now, they are buried in unmarked graves in Fairbury's Graceland Cemetery.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Another gentleman by the name of Benjamin Newsbaum, he wrote 2 extensive history books, and these 2 books cover the North and South Side Apostolic Church histories on that side.
Okay.
Another interesting one, we had a doctor in the 60s in Fairbury, Dr. Irvin. He had retired. He passed away in the last year or two, but he retired, so he decided to write a book about his career, and a good portion of his early career was in Fairbury. So there's several stories in there about different experiences he's had living and practicing in Fairbury on that side. Another kind of interesting one, Ralph Romig was a sign painter by profession, but he was also a poet. He had 1 book published which contained many of his poems. So he was interviewed by the local newspapers when he wrote his book on poetry. And this was shortly before he passed away. And he said he enjoyed life, and he's going to have an epitaph on his tombstone that said, "It's been fun."
Did he really then?
He really did.
Very good.
So I did a little history research. He's buried in a little cemetery southwest of Fairbury, and I had to go out there for another reason. And I thought, I'm going to check that out and see if he really did or not. And by golly, I found it. And it's been fun on his tombstone.
Very good.
Yes. So many of the books that have been written by Fairbury authors are available at the Fairbury Library, or some of those are also available at the Echoes Museum in Fairbury on that site. So if you'd like to know more information, you could borrow my book that has all the authors, all the titles of their books in there, either at Fairbury Library, Pontiac Library, or on Amazon as an ebook.
Very interesting. Gosh, what kind of time goes into doing research? Do you just stumble upon something and gather what you've got in front of you, or do you set out on a mission to find out information on a certain subject?
I'm usually looking for a certain subject. So one of the most challenging was the murders. And the challenging was the blade is only available in microfilm.
Yeah.
And the printer has been broke for several years, so you can't print. But a lot of those, like 1896 newspapers, they're almost illegible.
Yeah.
So you learn to take your digital camera, take pictures of the screen. Sometimes you can read them with your eye and you can't see with a camera, so you take a tape recorder and do it that way.
Oh, yeah.
But I spent hours and hours. That's probably the most time I spent at the library was on the murders. The book authors was more computer searches, the Library of Congress, the actual libraries around the world that way. So it was not as difficult. Just surprising, 37 authors and 163 books.
Very good. Yeah, yes. And there's still maybe some hiding in the woodwork, too, because I know you said you put the call out to see if there were any more that hadn't made your list.
Right. So if somebody, if I miss someone, let me know. I'll add you to, I can revise the book, so I can do that.
Very good. We've been speaking with Dale Maley. He is an author and historian from Fairbury. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.